call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. That's 1-800-LOVE-191.
Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yep. A little microphone problem there. Kevin Smith and Jennifer Schwalbach are both here. They are a married couple. Don't let the names confuse you. Both in the movie, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, which is coming out on August 24th. That's a week from this Friday. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And, Kevin wrote it, and what the hell else?
Oh, you guys aren't on Friday, right?
Nope.
No.
There you go.
So but we can come to the premiere then, Sam.
Yeah, by all means.
The premiere won't be on Friday, though.
The premiere is actually tomorrow, but you're welcome to come to that as well.
Thank you.
Good, thanks, but no thanks.
Good one.
Phew. Nice save.
Nice save, Kevin.
Yeah, see you at the premiere and on the DVD.
But we'll put you on the radio. Shoot.
Is there, we do get invited to premieres from time to time, but there's never one on a Friday or Saturday.
No, because, I mean, presumably the movie opens on a Friday, so
right.
Why have the party? You want people going to pay to see the movie. Right. I personally am not a big premiere fan. Like, I'd much rather not be having a premiere tomorrow. Because that's, you're giving away, what, 700 free seats?
Right, that's BS.
F that, yeah, no way.
Yeah, smart.
To people that, like, can afford to buy a ticket, too.
That's right.
You know, give the tickets away to the people who can afford to buy it, and the poor schmoes who have to work for a living have to buy, you know, $8, $9 tickets.
Right. And then
the conundrum, the eternal conundrum.
Yes.
Oh, they leave early. They try to catch you at the party.
We had the last premiere we had for Dogma, Michael Keaton was there. And I was kind of jazzed by that because he was Batman. And at one point, like I'm saying, I've seen the movie. I'm going to sit through it again.
Right.
And he spent half the movie out in the lobby on his cell phone. I was very classy. Very classy Batman. Is that Commissioner Gordon calling you? Must you be on your way? Is the signal in the sky?
Oh, well, he's... you've cursed him with his career, by the way. I mean, his career has just fallen apart, hasn't it?
No, he'll work forever.
He's a great actor, too, I think.
Yeah, he's a very good actor. Yeah.
Please, he hates the man. Don't talk
to him. I love Michael Keaton. I was crestfallen that he talked on the phone through most of my premiere, but I got over it.
Yeah. I
said, I'll show you, Michael Keaton. One day I'll put Adam Carolla in a movie.
And then cut him out.
No, half of my stuff got cut out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And
she's just saying that.
Too.
Make it go down smooth for you.
It's very true.
That leaves the other half, though, right?
All right.
Right. See, it's different between 50% and 150%.
And yes. 0%.
Right. Kevin told me during the break that he'd actually cut so much stuff of mine out of the movie that if I appear in the next movie, that's going to have to be cut, too, because it was part of the cutting process.
We kept cutting. We ran out of stuff of yours to cut. We were like, well, mental note, cut more of his stuff
in the next,
when we use him
next
in the next
film,
picture.
But in the third, if in fact there is a third.
We would have caught up by then.
Right. All right. James?
Hi.
23?
Yes, I am.
You have a question for Kevin?
Yeah, I was actually down at a signing that he did about a month and a half ago.
At Dave's Laser Place?
Yes.
Yes.
And we were actually, my girlfriend and I were the couple that they told you spent the night on the roof.
That's right.
Yeah, we were...
is this going to be a weird sex story? Because Dr. Drew's here. He'll advise.
We just had to come down and meet you for the first time. We're huge, absolutely huge fans.
Thank you. That was an excellent signing.
Yeah.
Big old line down Ventura around the block. Mm. Very, very cool.
But I
understand
just,
you guys slept in the car on the roof and were not even first in line.
Yeah.
Like you overslept.
I overslept a little bit. We were hungry, you know, got to get something to eat.
Right.
And we came back and there was like three people there, so
it's only three. That's not.
Yeah, we weren't bummed that there was like 300 there. So.
All right.
But then afterwards, but the reason why I'm like a huge fan is I know Chasing Amy was like a big movie for you, not only just making it, but as far as the story.
Uh-huh.
But I know it sounds really weird, but that's the reason why I got the Laserdisc signed is because that is actually a true story for me. I know listening to the commentary, you're like, yeah, all the guys are going to go out and like try to get laid by lesbians, but that actually happened to me. I asked a girl out that was gay to go see Chasing Amy, and from there we had like a 3-year relationship. And
get out of here! You converted her?
No, well, not really converted her because I mean, 3 years later when we broke up, she was back to, you know. But
Did she try to bring girls into your relationship over the course of 3 years?
No, not at all. It was just one of those things where it was like when we were sitting there watching the movie and Joey Adams was explaining to Ben, like, you know, why she fell in love with him and why she was with him.
Right.
You know, she just turned and looked at me and was like, you know, that explains it all, and you don't really have to ask any more questions. And from that moment on, I never did question it, because beforehand it was just like, you know, we would look at each other and say, you know, why is this happening? Why are we together? And you
what, know, I don't remember what she says then. What was the line?
I escaped.
Yeah.
She talks about why you're talking about why she was. I totally zoned out because I was
like Ben asked her,
Adam
why
and Drew are just like
now,
wrap it up,
she,
kid.
Yeah,
we got to talk about Nookie.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got sex off a lesbian. All right. All right. God bless. You know, it's tough. Here's the tough part. It's got to be tough in your career. It's tough in ours too. We don't have as many fans as you do, but the more energetic a fan is, the crazier they are.
Mm.
So you're profoundly flattered that they
yes.
went to great lengths,
yes.
sleeping
right.
in their car.
Yes.
You know, for us, it's bus rides from God knows where. But you realize only an insane person would do
you're
that,
baffled.
And that's who you're dealing with.
See,
at this point.
I don't process it that way.
Oh, I do.
Like she's always talking about, like, I don't understand why people want your signature. Jen, my wife, maintains that she would never want anyone's signature. And I cop to actually having two autographs myself. Ever.
Michael
Hal Hartley
Keaton.
And Michael Keaton. I got him to sign it while he was on the phone during my premiere.
Signed his cell battery.
No, there was a director named Hal Hartley. I had him sign a laser disc for a movie he did called Trust, which I liked a lot before I got into filmmaking myself. And Richard Linklater, the guy that did Slacker, Dazed and Confused, he signed my Dazed and Confused CD.
I love Dazed and Confused,
yeah.
by the way.
Utterly watchable movie.
I really, really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
And my only problem with it is there's a guy by the name of Sasha Jensen, who I went to high school with, who played a high schooler in that movie. And I was like sitting there like, no way, Sasha, no way. I graduated the dude in 82.
Right.
He can't be in high school.
Last time
I saw him was high school. He can't be back in high school.
I mean, they all looked about 30 to me in that movie. But,
right.
but most movies, like, look at Grease, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Right.
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, high school, I don't buy it. And then I got into high school, I'm like, how come nobody looks like they did in Grease? We all look like kids.
Right. Yeah, it looks like Newsies. Karen, you're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been married for a year and a half. My husband's 20. And we have sex, but it's like I don't really, it doesn't do anything for me. It's just regular sex.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I feel really bad because it kind of makes me not want to.
Well, what do you mean just regular sex? What kind does do something for you?
Like vaginal sex.
What is it? What does do something for you? You imply there's something
yeah.
that does work for you.
I like oral sex.
Right.
And he doesn't do that for you?
Sometimes, but he doesn't really like it. So.
Mm. Right. Boy.
Mm. I don't know. I don't really have this big sex drive.
Right.
Are you on any medication?
No. Just birth control.
Did that change your sex drive?
I don't think so.
It can.
Yeah, I don't think it did, though.
She prefers oral sex. A lot of women are that way.
Did you guys have a sexual connection before you got married? Have you ever had one with him?
Well, we dated for a long time before, and, like, we made out and stuff.
But you didn't have anything really.
I never was like really needed it.
And never with anybody else either?
Uh-uh.
Mm. How long have you been married?
Like a year and a half.
Any kids?
What's that?
Any kids?
No.
Get out.
No,
find that man who'll do what you need. Get out.
But I don't know if she knows what she needs or, you know, she's what, 21? And a lot of the women we talk to at 21 just have not hit their stride yet sexually.
Okay.
Now, maybe it takes a guy to get them on that stride. But Karen sounds sort of like a young 21 and sort of naive.
Yes.
And maybe, like, she's not really too into it at this stage of the game.
But she knows she's into oral sex.
Right.
Do you love your husband?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're committed to the relationship?
Oh, yeah. We're very intimate. Like, I guess the way that I feel intimate is just by talking.
All right.
And, like,
that's right.
And stuff.
I understand. But then that's sort of how women do experience that. Men don't necessarily experience that. But one thing that men can do easily is just listen to you and do what you ask of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple enough. Why don't you tell him what you want him to do?
But it's not even that. I mean, it's like, it doesn't really make a difference whether or not I orgasm to me.
Yeah, but you enjoy the oral sex.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell him that? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, try that. I know women,
There's something missing in your connection with your husband. That's all I can tell you. I don't know what it is, or if it is just a particular communication problem, but there's something missing here.
Women also, I think, don't like telling guys what they want.
Yeah, it's like it spoils it. They're supposed to magically know.
And it should be magic. Yeah. And also, some of them, like, we'll talk to women who've been married for 15 years. They love oral sex. Their husband doesn't do it, and they're angry at the guy. And they should be, because the guy should be doing it. But on the other hand, you've not been telling him for 15 years what you want. Each year, you're getting more and more angry. Whereas men, we understand being told what to do, and we like to tell what to do. That's why, like with hookers, it's like, okay, how much for a BJ? $50. Okay, sex, that's $100.
I'm still flabbergasted. You can say rim job, but you have to say BJ. I don't understand the show at all.
You're right. I don't have to say it. I can say blow job.
Talk to your friend George Carlin. He invented the seven words you can't say, and that's it. We still have to apply.
Still working by that standard?
That's it.
Heavens.
Karen? Yeah. Call her Karen. Talk to him. Just tell him you enjoy that.
Well, I think he knows it.
No, don't assume.
No, see,
when
see
you assume, you
him.
Make a an A.
How do you? I tell you what I want, right?
Yes, I've been married for verbal. 2 years and change.
You heard the last guy. The woman says, "Get down here and put your tongue someplace," and he has an orgasm.
Yeah.
Guys
in
like
a
this.
Restaurant, no less.
And Karen, you're going to get angry at the guy, especially if you think he knows you like it and he's not doing it anyway.
Well, it's not that he avoids it. It's just, I don't know, it's not that important to me, I guess.
Well, it is. Yeah. That's why you're calling the show, though.
Listen, there may be something more substantial going on here, but there's an obvious place to start. Just do that. Make sure he does that every time.
That's right.
And pays attention and see if that kindles a connection of some type, but he may not be paying attention to you. He may not be giving you your emotional needs, getting your emotional needs met the way you need, and that's a different issue.
I'll do it every time. That's my style. And sometimes I'll even do it twice so I don't have to do it the next time.
Right. Get a jump.
Yeah, log some.
This is, again, his 110% commitment.
Right.
Right.
Wait a minute. What number? I lost count. What number of lick are we up to, honey? All right, 100 equals one time.
One, two, that's it.
Can't you give Mr. Owl to go down on you. Kyle?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
My pubic hair has been smelling really bad lately, and I was wanting to know what's up with that.
Mm-hmm. Can you actually smell your pubic hair?
No, it's that strong.
I mean, it emanates. It comes up.
Huh?
It smells like when your mom has...
Speaking of mom...
Somebody
just walk in there.
Honey buns in the oven or something, right? Kyle?
Yeah.
Did your mom walk in on you?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So we'll speak in code.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to say your pee is smelly.
Right. This is puberty.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. You start smelling.
You start having to learn how to manage that.
Right.
And you got to, it's bacteria that cause that smell. You got to, those bacteria don't like soap. They don't like.
Oh, I take showers all the time.
And they don't like dry.
I shower.
Don't let it get moist down there. Keep it real dry.
All right. Okay. Dump some talc down there. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you have any skin lesions or anything down there? Any little zits or anything?
He's gonna yell. He has herpes.
Oh, no.
Nothing like that. All right.
You know, it's weird. You know when you're doing that code thing in front of your parents, even the word no sounds strange.
Yeah, he's like, no. False. No.
No. It's like you can't just go, like... Like, if you're having a normal conversation and your mom was in the room,
right,
and your friend said, you know, did you make it out to the ball game last week? You go, no. But now it's real strained.
And you just know his mom's sitting there going, Kyle, who are you speaking to at this hour of the night about taking frequent showers? What is that all about?
Drew, what kind of plan is it? What kind of plan did God have to make us essentially hairless and smellless all the time we were not able to have sex?
Right.
And as soon as the sexuality comes in, we cover ourselves with hair and stench. What kind of plan is that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be hairy and smelly from like 0 to 14?
You don't care.
And then have the hair start falling out and the funk start going away so we can have some good, clean, hairless, funkless sex.
I guess, you know, we may have lost the appreciation of the funk-filled sex as we evolved as a civilized
human. Right. There was a time when people probably appreciated that.
Mark each other with it, too.
Really?
And it does arouse, theoretically. I mean, that's what that part of the brain gets affected by.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, see, I'm past that. I'm too evolved. That's my problem.
I often refer to you as too evolved, Adam. Yes.
Yes. You're using your reptilian brain,
that's
man.
Right. That's right. I'm passionate.
All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Jennifer and Kevin are both here from Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back. Out this, not this Friday, sorry.
A week from this Friday.
A week from this Friday. And we'll be right back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.